During an acupuncture treatment, heat is sometimes added to the needles or around the area where the needle is inserted. So what does this heat do and why is it needed? Sue Kalachinska is an acupuncturist at Shenshakti in London.
This heating technique traditionally is with a herb called moxa, and the technique is known as moxibustion. The herb is either burnt on the needles or in a stick over a larger area. The purpose of it is to raise energy where energy is deficient, to increase circulation to an area, any areas that are cold or become chilled or become lacking in energy. So, for example, if a lower back pain is due to a lack of energy and to a cold condition, say that, for example, the client says, you know, that this back pain came on when they've been exposed to cold weather, or they notice that it feels worse for cold weather, that's when you would use moxibustion.
Why particularly have a set of herbs? Why not just have something, you know, like a heat lamp or something like that? Do the herbs do anything in particular?
The herb can also be used as a tea. It's good for the circulation. But the advantage of it is that for the amount of it you need, it burns with a very intense heat and you can focus it specifically either on one particular point or over a small area. You can use heat lamps and obviously these will have an effect, but they're not as direct or as focused, if you like, as the moxibustion.
How long would you want to heat that area up for?
That depends on the client. You'd test for how quickly the heat is being absorbed. If the area is very deficient, it will take a long time for that area to warm up, and so the skin will still feel cold to the touch even after a long time of heating it, if the person is very lacking in energy. If, however, it doesn't require much time, the area will warm up quickly.
Is there a corresponding thing that you would do to make an area cold, or does that not really work in acupuncture?
Yeah, you obviously, if somebody had a fever, icing is not normally part of a traditional acupuncture treatment, but bloodletting in a very small amount is, not with leeches but with needles. Just a drop of blood from an appropriate point if somebody has a fever will be brilliant to cool them down. There are other forms of heat you can get, for example, in the menopause. Now, that's what we call a false heat. It's not a fever, but obviously you get the uncomfortable symptoms of flushing due to the lack, obviously, the appropriate hormones, or as we see it, the kidney yin, which is the cooling aspect of the kidney function. So you would, again, do appropriate treatments there, but that would be more to balance and to bring up the yin, not to deplete the yang, because there's nothing wrong with the yang in this case.
So that's using heat or cold, say, during a treatment. What about after a treatment? Are there certain reasons why you should or should not get hot or cold afterwards in order to perhaps prolong the treatment or to invigorate it a bit further?
Going back to our backache example, it's very common that backache may come on due to a cold exposure. So, for example, it's very important not to expose that area too cold or to drafts, to keep wrapped up well when you're out and about. You can obviously use either hot water bottles, or those microwave cushions are good at night to keep the area warm. We do have, if people don't want to use the conventional version of the herb, we can give people a smokeless moxa that they could use at home.
And staying on the theme of temperature, can acupuncture actually help people who, say, you know, are complaining for the fact I'm always hot, or some other people might say I'm just always cold no matter what?
Yes, that's a constitutional thing, and that would be very significant, and you would look at what was going on, both through the pulse, what they tell you, look at the colour of their skin. For example, do they throw up what's called, you know, a malar flush in the cheeks? Classically, that happens in menopause, but it can happen at other times and would be indicative, again, of certain conditions that you would not want to have, so you would correct that, yes.
That's Sue Kalachinska from Shenshakti in London. For more information, see acupuncture-helps.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.